Everyone loves a good story and a good storyteller. But there is no storyteller like the Lord Jesus, and there are no greater stories told than the ones Jesus shared. In this study, Spiritual Stories, we consider the parables Jesus told and their application to us. These are truly the greatest stories ever told, and the Lord has something He wants to say to you through them. Let's join Scott Pauley now.
Are you enjoying these stories that Jesus told? I'm going to tell you, they're good for me. It's been very good for me to go back and meditate again on these spiritual stories because they're powerful. And the Lord knew that. This is the power of parables. And Jesus understood this is going to drive the truth home. We're in Matthew chapter 13. We've been here for some time looking at all these kingdom parables. And right in the middle of all of these stories, there's a pause, a parenthesis of sorts, a spirit-inspired stop in the stories, and an explanation of why they're being used. I wonder why that was inserted right in the middle. You know, sometimes when you're teaching and preaching, you can be giving so much. It's like drinking out of a fire hydrant. You know, you're taking it in, trying to process it all. And the Lord, who was the master teacher at times, would just pause and there'd be a little discussion. We come to one of those today. We're in Matthew chapter 13, verse number 34. The Bible says, "All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world." And of course, this is the moment when the disciples begin to ask him some questions about one of the parables that he has already spoken. But let's just pause and take these two verses today, because though they are not a parable in themselves, they're an explanation of why Jesus used them and how we must use them, the power of parables. First of all, an interpretation. The interpretation here is that our Lord used parables because they have a purpose. What was the purpose of the parables? It was to reveal. Listen to it very carefully. He said, "I'll open my mouth in parables. I'll utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world." When he opened his mouth, he was opening God's truth. He was opening the understanding of people. God's work is always an opening work. And I'll remind you of something we've discovered already about these parables, that while the disciples were understanding them, the religious leaders were puzzled by them, blown away by them. Remember that the parables reveal and conceal. Isn't it interesting that a preacher can get up and preach the truth, and on the same row, in the same audience, there's someone who gets it and someone who misses it entirely? It has so much to do with the preparation of the heart, the readiness to receive. If you want the truth, God will give it to you. God's not playing hide and seek with the truth. No, the Lord wants to open the truth to us. That's the point of the parables. But if you're not interested, if you're not willing to believe and to obey, then what is spoken will seem like foolishness to you. That's why preaching of the word is foolishness to this world, because they're not interested. Are you interested? Think of all the parables that Jesus spoke, and these are the ones that we have recorded for us. Why are they here? They're here to help us understand him better. And so it brings us to the revelation. What's the revelation? Well, Christ's method of teaching was really God's way of teaching. All through Scripture, God used signs, God used symbols, he used pictures. That's all through the Old Testament as well. And when you come to the New Testament, you see lots of it as well. When you come to the end of the Bible, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Why? Because the Lord is helping us see what he's trying to say. I would point out to you, he quotes here, he says from the prophet, and this particular prophet that he's quoting from is in the Psalms. Prophecy is woven throughout all of Scripture, but listen to it again. "I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world." Would you like to know the Lord's secrets? You know, the Lord has secrets. Secret things belong to him. Only those who get near him, who are wide open to him, really ever receive the Lord's secrets. I think so many people know a little bit about God and don't really know him. And even people who know God, pause their own spiritual growth and pursuit of the Lord at some point and think they've discovered everything. There's no end to our God. There's so much more to be discovered. That's why the Lord used these parables. They're rich diamond mines. They're wells of truth. They're baskets of fresh bread perennially supplying what we need. Don't miss the fact that these are the mysteries of God being explained. I love a good mystery. My wife really loves mysteries. But the word mystery in Scripture does not mean something that is unknowable. The word mystery in Scripture is something that was previously unknown but now revealed. That's what the New Testament is. The New Testament is the full final revelation of what was introduced in the Old Testament. You have all these sacred secrets, and it is Christ that opens them to us through his parabolic teaching. And so that brings us to the application. There must be application. So what is the application to this? It is this, that we must be ready to receive and near enough to Christ to understand what he's trying to say. Are you near to Jesus today? I want to take you at the close of this study to the parallel passage, what we've just read in Matthew chapter 13. It's found in Mark chapter 4 because I think it's very instructive. Mark chapter 4, verse 33 says this, "And with many such parables spake he the word unto them as they were able to hear it." Now let's pause there just a moment. Are you able to hear it? Remember, there was an occasion where the Lord said, "I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them at this time. You've got enough right now. You can't process what I've already given you." I want to grow spiritually. I want you to grow spiritually in a way that we can understand more and more, that we can go deeper and further and higher with God. God's not giving any more truth, but he will give more illumination of the truth he's already given. There's no more Bible being written, but there's so much more in the Bible. And if you're hungry and thirsty for it, he says you'll be filled with it. If you really seek the Lord, you'll find him. Are you able to bear it? Are you able to hear it? And then we read Mark chapter 4, verse 34, "But without a parable spake he not unto them, and when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples." Don't miss this. It wasn't in the crowd. It wasn't in the public meeting. It wasn't with the multitude that the greatest understanding came. Where was it? It was when they were alone with Jesus. Oh, what an application to us. When was the last time you were really alone with Jesus? Oh, you may attend church services and Bible studies and prayer groups. Good, wonderful. You should be there. But there are things that God will show you when you are alone with Christ that he will show you at no other time. If you really want the expounding that only Jesus can do, get alone with him. One of my prayers for this broadcast, for these studies, is that they will not be the end. They will be the beginning. They'll whet your appetite. They'll make you want more. They'll make you get alone with an open Bible on your knees and seek the Lord. Because it's in the quiet place, alone with God, where we really grow, where we really come to know the Lord. This is the power of parables. That basically it was Jesus putting a hook in the line, a net in the water, to draw people nearer to himself. And those who were willing to follow him and get in the house away from the crowd and pursue and ask questions were the ones who really came to the fullest understanding of it. Do not let your knowledge of God stop with your preacher's sermons or studies like this. Let that be the entry point for you. Do not limit what God is doing in your life to simply what you hear in some public forum. Get alone with the Lord today, and you'll discover the real power of the parables. It's the power of Christ revealing these sacred secrets when we truly get alone with him.
The parables of the Lord Jesus Christ hold tremendous truth and application to us today. And to help you in this study, we encourage you to visit our website, enjoyingthejourney.org, where Scott has prepared a reading guide to the parables that you can download and use. On our website, you will find many helpful tools and resources to help you in your walk with the Lord. Every sermon, each study, all of our resources are for the purpose of following God's Word and finding Christ's joy.